Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 40 verses 1 to 17. Psalm chapter 40 verses 1 to 17. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. I heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee, if I would declare and speak of them. They are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine heart hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that reach me evil. Let them be thus desolate for a reward of their shame that they say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Let us pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that's written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for the good health, for all these things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Confess and repent of your anger, your laziness, work of flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble them before you,
yes,
to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross. For us, we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Lord, thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will, and the plans for their families. We pray, Lord, to give them wisdom and discretion how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with their husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youths to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you to continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time and so we can give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessel of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them, and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently. For our service is not to please men, but to please you, O God. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless, and wisdom and solutions to those in trials and troubles, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the markets, in our working places, to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are teaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them.
Yes.
We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people in those countries that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your command to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places so that your church will be blessed. Lord, reduce the fees of the rent, water, electricity, internet, telephone calls, petrol, gas and tax, and all those places in the church reach. Lord, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people. Preach the gospel to them and teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word, that the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for revival and unity among us. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways, to heal the sick, to evangelize, to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives. The love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to repent and to come back to you and to your church. Lord, lead us to reach out those who are willing to come back to you and to the church. Let us now pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship song, and the giving. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need, and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, to have the fruits that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now stand and start praise and worship the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 42. Psalm 42. And let's read. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirst is for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, what I had done with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holiday. It's a holiday today to come to the house of God. The psalmist, his heart was panted like a deer. He was thirsty for God. That's how God wants us to come to him. Yes, Lord. I am thirsty. I am hungry to come to you. Oh, Lord, anoint us, bless us as we sing. Refill us with the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, lead us. Revive us, heal us, speak to us, lead us in His name. Amen.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longing after thee. You alone are my heart's desire. Brother, even though you are a I will always
God. Thank you, Lord, wonderful holiday with your healing, grace, shelter, strength, filling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, from the depths of our heart. What you are waiting? What you are waiting? There's one thing that you need to wait for His coming, when He will come to take us. The question here, are you ready now to face Jesus?
Someday we will be in heaven, standing in the presence of the Lord. He will reward those who obey Him.
God,
don't waste the time that He has given. Spend each day with Jesus in your heart. Pray always in the Spirit, always bringing glory. Jesus, are you doing now His will? Are you keeping all the commandments that He gave? Are you ready now to face the Lord? Are you ready now to face the Lord?
Yes, oh God, thank you for reminding us this very day to keep the holy day, to be in your presence, to wait upon you, oh Lord, to keep all your commandments, oh God. Sanctify us, O Lord. Cleanse us, O God. Cleanse our heart and minds and thoughts.
Pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after Thee. Your heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after Thee. A heart that has Your word so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one You rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases You, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to Your throne. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after Thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after Thee. A heart that has your word, so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one year old and red. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship, that rises to your throne. A sweet aroma of worship, that rises to your throne.
We worship your God, we magnify your name. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you, God. We bless you, magnify, we adore you. Thank you for refilling us. Thank you, Lord, we enjoy your presence in our life. Thank you for all the great things that you give us, the salvation, the eternal life. And we are waiting for you, Lord, to come. Here we are, Lord, standing in your presence. Lead us, O God. Tell him, Lord, lead me. I want to serve you. Lead us to read the laws, to bring people to you, O God. To evangelize, to make disciples, to care and to do what is needful for ourselves, for our families, for the brethren, for the community that we are in, for the lost souls, and our commitment to reach the lost all over the world. Answer our prayers, equip us, and direct us, and lead us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, let's continue our giving and service to God. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians. And chapter 9. And here we will read Apostle Paul, his teaching to the church of God at Corinth, and his trial with them to teach them to give to God what is due for him, and that is to support the work of God. And that was to support Apostle Paul, who planted that church, who raised that church. He was having to struggle with them. Let's see what he is saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, and onward. Who goeth a warfare anytime at his own charge? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? You know, he was telling them, speaking about himself, because he's the one who planted that church, and he told them, if somebody going for warfare, going for war, there will be the whole support of the country for that. So where are your support to me that we should sing to them? And he said to them, who plant a vineyard and he will not eat from it? He planted them and they needed to support him. And who's taking care of a flock? That was the church, the flock that of God. But Paul was the one who's leading them. And he's telling them, where is your milk? Where is your support to me? And in verse 8, he says, say I these things as a man? Or says not the law the same also? Recently, God opened my eyes about this epistle. You know, many they say that Apostle Paul did not teach about tithing and giving first fruit, but here very clearly say, It is the sin of man, or that is, or it is, or says not the law the same also. Which law he mean here about giving? Which law? The law of God that he gave to Moses. And he would say to me, why? In the Corinthians, yes, they were Jewish people. Yes, in the Corinthians, yes, they were Jewish people. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, chapter 18, Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, get water baptized, and he was part of the church. So Paul was leading them through the scripture of the Old Testament. And you will discuss every week. We will go through what he said to them to understand that he told them and he brought to them what God recommended in the Old Testament of giving that they need to apply in their lives. Lord, thank you for all my brothers and sisters who are obedient to you, who brought their tithes and offering and their first fruit to you, O God, to support your work and ministry. O God, I pray, as you say, who those who sow generously, they shall reap generously. I pray, open the floodgates of heaven, I bless them, and pour out so much blessing that they will have no place to keep and rebuke the devourer in their love, and let all nations know they are blessed by you. And I pray, rebuke all pestilence, sickness. I pray also, Lord, for provision to those who are in need. Solve their problem. I pray for protection of your church and your people. Bless this money and use it to reach the lost and to meet the needs of your church. Even as we sit in your presence, speak to us through your word and direct us with the scriptures. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of God through his servants entitled With the Duties of the Priest, Part 3, The Family as Base Unit of the Church. Let us open our Bible in the books of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26. Acts chapter 17, verse 26. And had made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and had determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise and honor you. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and loving kindness to us. Lord, bless your word. And as I read, anoint my lips by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to convict your people, to obey with faith for what you said that your thought will come to pass and your purpose will stand. I pray, Lord, to protect your people, to continue to accomplish your will and plan, so your salvation will flow and many will save by your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. A family is a basic unit of the church and the society. We shall learn here from the lives of families in Genesis, the book of beginnings. From one family of Adam and Eve came many people who only a few pleased God. However, from generation to generation, a family who followed God existed, and these early families became the basis for God's church. Their family and personal lives had instituted God's work and God's plan for the salvation of mankind. Over a period of time, God tremendously expanded a family by his grace and provision. From one righteous family, God preserved families for himself who became his own chosen people. From one godly family that we raise up with the fear of the Lord, God could build a church with many members. Here are the sum of those families. Letter A, the family of Adam. When God created the world, he created man and woman in his own image and entrusted to them the Garden of Eden. But they sinned, and the Lord disciplined them and drove them away from his presence. It was not mentioned in the Bible whether Adam and Eve repented or not. But what was mentioned was the part of their life as a family. Genesis chapter 4. Verses 1 to 2, Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 2, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Eve testified that I have gotten a man from the Lord. So she acknowledged the goodness of the Lord in her life, and she named her firstborn Cain. When they were grown up, both Cain and Abel presented their gifts to God, and the Lord accepted Abel's offering, but Cain's offering God did not commend. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead yet speaketh. As the result of anger and jealousy, Cain killed his brother Abel, a crime that occurred in the midst of the first family on earth. Cain did kill Abel. It was neither mentioned if Adam and Eve disciplined their children, nor whether the children responded to their parents' discipline. Until this time, the incident in the family of Adam and Eve has still been repeatedly happening inside the families of believers. Children are fighting and harming each other because of jealousy, and thus giving out a bad testimony to the Christian families, to the church, and to the Lord. God later on restored the righteous lineage after the death of Abel. God blessed Adam and Eve with another son. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 25. Genesis chapter 4, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Seth was the righteous descendant of Adam, who carried the word of truth to the next generation. When people increased in number on earth, there were not many righteous men found, but God himself chose few families to be recorded in history. Letter B, the family of Enosh. A remarkable man from Seth's offspring was Enosh. In Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24, Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24. And Enosh lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enosh walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 365 years. And Enosh walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enosh walked faithfully with God and lived a life pleasing to him. His life was a challenge for everyone to walk with God, because in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, by faith, Enosh was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. God wants you to walk with him. So when Jesus will come, you will be taken with us to meet Jesus in the clouds. Letter C, the family of Noah. Another righteous man who reared his family to obey God was Noah. Let us open our Bible again in Genesis chapter 6, verses 8 to 10. Genesis chapter 6, verses 8 to 10. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah and his family ate in all, did excellent work. This one family, a church-sized, made a great impact in the world and even to this day. Noah led his family in righteousness. He was the priest of his family. And together with him, he accomplished the building of the ark that saved them through the flood. Noah's godly character and obedience made God to save them from his wrath when he sent the big flood. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. In holy fear, Noah built the ark and saved his family. As a result, he condemned the world around them. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He cared for his family and lived a righteous life. He diligently followed whatever God had told him to do in building the ark and in preaching the word of God to the people around him. Noah lived the word of God he received in a way that he was able to lead his family to build the ark. Heeding God's warning about the flood was his method to preach God's word to the people around him. And the Lord used Noah's life testimony against those who did not follow his example. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of ungodly. In the same way, God wants you to use you to lead your family in the salvation of God, to set good example to others to follow, to condemn those who refuse to amend their ways, and God will help you in achieving what he asks you to do and will save you from his coming wrath. Letter D, the family of Abram. After the event of the flood, God blessed Noah and his sons. In Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 to 3, Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 to 3, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all the moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. From the family of Noah, Shem seemed to be a righteous branch, and from his line came Abram and his family, whom God called to live according to his will. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Abram responded to God's call, and he took his wife and his nephew Lot, and moved where God told him to go. His wife Sarai was barren, yet they became a chosen family, for with God it was possible for Abram, who believed, to be a father of nations. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 11 to 12. Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 11 to 12. While Abram and Sarai were blessed with material possessions in the land where God called them to live, they found themselves with a problem. They did not have children, so Sarai resorted to the option of giving her maidservant Hagar to Abram to bear a child and raise a family out of her. Genesis chapter 16, verses 4 to 5. Genesis chapter 16, verses 4 to 5. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee, I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judged between me and thee. Sleeping with another woman, even with a wife's consent, is the same as adultery that brings grief to the family. God created only one Eve for Adam, and that first principle of God did not change. Second marriage, second wife, second partner, second family, or divorce and remarriage, all are forms of adultery. Therefore, don't do such evil. When Hagar became pregnant, troubles started in the family of Abram. After the delivery of Ishmael, the problem extended further, and until this day, the descendants of Ishmael have been persecuting the descendants of Isaac, the promised son to Abram and Sarai. This was what the angel of the Lord spoke to Hagar about Ishmael while she was pregnant with him. Genesis chapter 16, verses 11 to 12. Genesis chapter 16, verses 11 to 12. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord had heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Until this day, the non-believers among the descendants of Ishmael have been persecuting the followers of Jesus Christ. Although Abram obeyed God when the Lord commanded him to send Hagar away with her son Ishmael, the detrimental effect of doing things against God's word was passed on to his descendants, even to his children's children in the faith. Surely, if only Abraham had been aware of the fact that the bad effect of his relationship with Hagar continues until this day unto God's church, he would not have done it. Yet God fulfilled what he spoke about him in Genesis chapter 18, verses 18 to 19. Genesis chapter 18, verses 18 to 19. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Finally, Sarah bore a child and delivered Isaac in Abraham's ripe old age. Therefore, you need to obey God and not to do your own.
Amen.
God wants you to trust Him, for Amen. At the appointed time, He will come and Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Abraham raised up his son in the fear of the Lord, and Isaac grew with the same faith as his father. James chapter 2, verses 21 to 23. James chapter 2, verses 21 to 23. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. The Lord tested Abraham's faith when God commanded him to offer his one and only beloved son, Isaac. Both the father and the son willingly obeyed God. Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 to 10. Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 to 10. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Up to this point, both were willing to abide with God's command, and that gave a clear picture of righteousness among the people around them and to the world till this day. Therefore, in the same way, God wants you to obey Him, hearken to His voice, and to submit fully to Him, and train yourself and your family that whatever He will request from you, then you need to give to Him. Letter E, the family of Lot. Abraham's nephew, Lot, also came out with him from Haran after the Lord had blessed them both. There was some quarrel and misunderstanding between Lot's and Abraham's menservants, which ended up in their separation. But Lot made a wrong choice to dwell in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, because that place was full of evil, and he put himself and his family in danger. Let us see in Genesis chapter 19, verse 29. Genesis chapter 19, verse 29. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and set Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which the Lord dwelt. Running away for their lives, Lot was determined to follow the Lord's instruction. He was not influenced by the lifestyle of the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. But Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. Lot settled and lived the rest of his life in the mountains. Let us see in the story in Genesis chapter 19, verses 30 to 38. Genesis chapter 19. Verses 30 to 38. And Lot went up out of Soar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Soar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he preserved not, when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesterday night with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down or when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Benami. The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. Lot and his two daughters were saved from the catastrophe, but another shameful thing happened in the family of Lot due to being drunk with wine, incest, and lust to bear children. The acts of immorality adopted from the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah had disfigured and damaged the image of God in the family of Lot. These were the outcomes of bad influence and lack of godly discipline in the life of his daughters. On the contrary, Lot was brought up with Father Abraham and remained a righteous man, as mentioned in the writing of Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Therefore, move early out from the bad atmosphere and the wicked places, so your family and children may not be affected and got infected and fall into sin. Letter F, the family of Isaac. Abraham lived 175 years and saw the family of his son Isaac. After the death of Sarah, Abraham ordered for Isaac not to go back to the country of Haran to get a wife. Instead, he advised his servant that the woman for Isaac should be willing to leave her father's house and go to where God had placed Isaac. Genesis chapter 24, verses 6 to 8. Genesis chapter 24, verses 6 to 8. And Abraham said unto him, beware that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. The servant who had the faith in the Lord God of his master Abraham left for the mission to get a wife for Isaac. And the Lord made a way and set a suitable wife, Rebekah, to Isaac. Genesis chapter 24, verse 67. Genesis chapter 24, verse 67. 6 to 7, and Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Rebekah was barren, but Isaac prayed for her, and they became the parents of twins boys, Esau and Jacob. Surely Isaac and Rebekah taught their boys about the ways of the Lord, especially in building up families. But Esau, who was the eldest, later married two Hittite women, and that grieved the parents. Genesis chapter 26, verses 34 to 35. Genesis chapter 26, verses 34 to 35. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Also in mention in Genesis chapter 27, verse 46. Genesis chapter 27, verse 46. And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as this which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Marrying a non-believer or a wife who is not God's choice is against God's will, because God's purpose about marriage is to bring up godly offspring. God wanted to preserve a generation to honor him and to become his people and church. But Esau grieved God. He sold his birthright to Jacob just for a meal because he was hungry. He married a woman who did not know God. Esau dishonored the Lord and did not repent of his sin and disobedience. The result was neither he nor his descendants followed God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15 to 17. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15 to 17. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Therefore, take warning from the message, and do not abuse the grace of God and sin against him, because at the end, you and your descendants will be taken away far from God. My dear and beloved, as we are challenged to build up godly families, let us be motivated and learn the good things from the families that we discussed and expounded in this message, and refrain from doing the same mistakes and the shortcoming that they were passed through as Adam and Eve did. Let us marry what God had prepared for us, as Isaac did, and let us build our children and raise them in the fear of God. Let us walk with God as Enosh did, and let us do what he instructed us to do as Noah did in building the ark, save his family, and condemn the world of the wicked. Let us wait upon God and avoid doing our own, and let us shun the idea of second marriages as Abram did, for whatever reason, while the first spouse is still alive. Let us avoid living in dangerous places as Lot did, and cost him a heavy price, and let us avoid marrying non-believers as Esau did. We become righteous by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, let us commit ourselves to continue to live in holiness and to fulfill God's will and purpose. Let us work with God to build up his church, leading our families, our children, in the fear of him, teaching them his word, and continue in doing such until Christ will come to take us with him to heaven. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me the various good examples of the families in the Bible and the good things that I learned from them and what I need to refrain from. Lord, thank you for all the reminders and the warnings I receive in this message for my own good. Come now to God and confess your sins. Confess and renounce your disobedience to God's commands, your stubbornness, delayed obedience, and your doing your own will and plan. Confess and renounce your wrong principles in initiating marriages built not on the word of God, but on worldly principles and emotions. Confess your lack of fear of God, non-willingness to wait upon God's choice in your life, your bad stewardship, and your lack of reading of God's word and prayer. Confess and renounce your worldliness, your love for the world, your yoke and wasting time with non-believers and friends, and in bondage with the media, news, and games. Confess and renounce your bad example and your unwillingness to serve God and doing the good works that He prepared in advance for you to do. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to live in the fears of yours, to walk faithfully with you, and to build the very thing that you want me to build and follow carefully your instructions. Lord, I commit myself not to do my own, but to wait upon you. Lord, give me faith, patience, and perseverance until you come, and bless me in fulfill your promises to me. In Jesus' name.
Your heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after thee, a pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after thee, a heart that your word so that sin will not come in, a heart that's undivided but one you rule and reign, a heart that beats compassion that pleases you my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and committed themselves to follow the teaching of your word and follow the good examples of godly families that we learn from the scripture. Lord, provide for them and sustain them to be good examples for others to follow. Lord, bless us as your church as we commit ourselves to continue to teach our members and workers your word and to implement them in their lives and the lives of their families. Lord, aid us to overcome all the struggles that we are facing. Lord, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are faithful and true. You are able to do what you have promised. Rock of ages, you are faithful and just. I will always put my trust in you. You're a shelter in the time of trouble, a refuge in the time of storm. You're a fortress in the time of struggle, a tower in the time of war. You're a healer in the time of sickness, a comfort in the time of grief. You're a stronghold in the time of weakness, a helper in the time of need. Rock of ages, you are faithful and true. You are able to do what you have promised. Rock of ages, you are faithful and just. I will always put my trust in you.
I will always put my trust.